Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager and this is Adventures in Etymology. In this adventure, we're taking a seat to uncover the origins of the word chair. A chair is an item of furniture used to sit on or in, comprising of a seat, legs or wheels, a back, and sometimes armrests for use by one person. It comes from the Middle English chair, meaning a comfortable seat, such as a chair or couch, or a throne, from the Old French chair, meaning a chair, seat, or throne, from the Latin cathedra, meaning armchair, ceremonial chair, the office or rank of a teacher or bishop, a pulpit or a chair, from the ancient Greek cathedra, meaning a seat, posterior, base of a column, or imperial throne, from kata, meaning down, and edra, meaning seat, chair, stool, or bench, ultimately from the Proto-Indo-European sed, meaning to sit. English words from the same roots include cathedra, meaning the chair or throne of a bishop, or the rank of a bishop, cathedral, catastrophe, cataract, and chaise, meaning an open horse-drawn carriage for one or two people. Words from the same roots in other languages include cadair, meaning chair, and cadeirfan, meaning cathedral in Welsh, cahir, meaning chair, seat, or throne in Irish, and words for cathedral in many other languages. The native English words for chair or seat were stool and settle. When chair was borrowed from French, their meanings changed. Stool came to mean a seat, especially for one person, without armrests, and settle, which originally meant a seat of any kind, came to mean a long bench with a high back and arms, often with a chest or storage space underneath. You can find a transcript of this podcast, links to further information and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Thank you for listening and or watching, and goodbye.